Yes, ma'am. You still there?
Yes. Maybe a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Where are you calling me from?
Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were there or if you were at Camp Pendleton.
No, I'm stationed in Camp Pendleton, but right now I'm in Camp Dwyer.
Okay. I was a little bit confused about that. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me. I'm not sure who the folks were who sent me the press release on you, but it was very good and very helpful, and I appreciate them sending that over to us. Let me get just a couple of little background information about you. Are you still 22?
I am, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you don't have a birthday coming up in the next month or so?
No.
Okay. Did you? I'm sorry. Were you in ROTC at Sullivan East?
I was at Sullivan East, yes, ma'am.
Did you ever consider a career other than the military?
No, not at all. I knew since I was a little girl, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. The press release that was sent to me specifically mentioned your grandmother as being very influential in your
mm-hmm.
decision to join the Marines. What was it about her and the things that she told you that made you want to follow in those footsteps?
She was in the Marine Corps in the late 60s, and she was stationed at Camp Pendleton, where I'm stationed now. She got out when she was married and got pregnant, and you can be pregnant in the military, so she had to get out then. When I was at Sullivan East, we went on a few like trips to Camp Lejeune and Parris Island, and then I was like, I can get out of East Tennessee, and as soon as I got out of intel school, I went to Okinawa, and I was like, I kind of like seeing the world a little bit, so.
The release also mentions, as serving, I guess, in the Marines, your grandparents, your husband, your stepfather, your father-in-law, your brothers-in-law, and sister-in-law. Is there anyone else in your family that was military?
Actually, it's easier to say who's not military in my family. My grandmother joined after her older brother, my grandfather was in, my great-grandparents, both my great-grandfathers were in. My father-in-law is, he's actually getting ready to retire out of the Navy. My stepdad is retired. My brother-in-law, both of my brother-in-laws just left. One just left Afghanistan, one just left Okinawa, Japan. My stepsister just left Okinawa. I have a stepbrother that got out of the Navy a few years ago. So it's pretty much my entire family.
So that's pretty much all you have ever known.
I'm sorry?
That's pretty much all you have ever known is military.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that you would
Even
be...
Was,
how did you know that you would be a good fit?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that you would be a good fit for the military?
At first, I wasn't really sure. I had a gunnery sergeant, a retired gunnery sergeant, who was my instructor at Sullivan East, ROTC. And the first couple of trips we went on, I was actually really scared.
Okay.
And then I started, we did an obstacle course, the same obstacle course that you do in the Marine Corps. I did that when I was 14 years old. I went through the gas chamber when I was 15.
Wow.
14, 15 years old. I was having to run the PFTs, our physical fitness test, for 4 years in high school. So I knew it's what I was going to do.
Now, you have younger brothers who are also looking to join the Marine
I
Corps?
Do. I have a younger stepbrother who's in high school right now, and he is getting ready to enlist in the Navy. But I have two younger brothers. One's still in elementary school. One's in junior high, though, and that's all they talk about. They can't wait. One wants to be a pilot, and one wants to be in the Army. I think he still thinks that pretty much all the branches are the same thing. But they love it because, you know, it's all the stories they hear from their uncles and their big sister.
Okay. Now, you have been, I'm trying to come up with all the places that you have been. You've been in Okinawa. You're in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Where else have you gone?
I went to Okinawa in the fall of 2008. And then that was in August. Then I went to the Philippines. Then I went to Thailand for an exercise there in 2009.
Okay.
Went back to the Philippines the fall of 2009 for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. And at that point, I stayed on ship as part of the 31st NEW. And, I'm sorry?
No, go on. Are you still there?
Okay. Yes. And then went back to Thailand in 2009, back to the Philippines that spring, and then to Singapore in 2009. And then, I changed duty stations to Camp Pendleton, and then we came out here this past October to Afghanistan.
Okay, so that would have been October of 2011?
Yes.
All right, so what, now I have the press release description of what you do in Afghanistan, but I don't have a military background, so I don't really understand what you're doing. Can you explain to me what you're doing there?
Mm-hmm. Well, civil affairs, our main focus is to generally, you know, establish relationships with the locals. We hire contractors, Afghan locals, to pretty much work for themselves instead of coming in and building schools for them. We vet through contractors that are able to do it themselves, and we hire Afghans. And so we provide jobs for them.
All right.
So instead of Marines building schools, we set it up so that we can help Afghans build schools.
Okay.
So we do several projects like that. We have teams that pretty much mentor the district governors, the chiefs of police, the military. And civil affairs, we work with mostly the district governors.
Now, how long will you be in Afghanistan?
This is only a 7-month deployment for us. So I'll be back in Camp Pendleton in May.
All right. Now, I know that your husband is also a Marine. Is he?
Yes. Actually, he just got out 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. So he's not in Afghanistan with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is?
No. He was in Afghanistan in 2009.
So he is back in California?
Yes.
All right. And how long do you plan to stay in the military?
I haven't decided yet. I know I'm going to reenlist, so I'll at least do another 4 or 5 years. But I'm going to school right now, so it depends on how soon I get my degree and everything.
Okay. And you're going to get a degree in, was that the Asian studies?
I'm working on just an undergrad certificate right now, so in Asian studies, because it'll help me with my job. I'm an intel analyst.
Okay.
And I was in Okinawa, and I got to go all over the Pacific, and I loved that, so I'd love to be able to go back and do some sort of job over in the Pacific again. But I'm thinking something along international affairs, so some sort of humanities.
How often do you get back to Tennessee?
I'm sorry?
How often do you get back to Tennessee?
When I was in Okinawa, I didn't leave. I didn't come back to the States at all. That was for 2 years. I was in Tennessee for pre-deployment leave in August. And then after I left Okinawa. So in the past 4.5 years, I've only been back twice.
Wow, okay.
But I'm coming back this summer.
All right, I guess that will do it. I appreciate your time. Appreciate your willingness to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.